Hello, I'm Molly Adams, and this is YouthCast. We are all very interested in what we and our neighbors are eating these days. From The Omnivore's Dilemma by Michael Pollan, the documentary film Food Incorporated, and legislation at the state and federal level to regulate safety standards and ingredient quality, healthy food and how we get it are often making front page news. The reasons behind what we eat and how we get it can start some pretty epic arguments between people who thought they were friends. I speak from experience. I mean, if your asparagus is from Peru, who is really wasting all the fossil fuels? Anyhow, Terrascope Youth Radio in Cambridge, Massachusetts specializes in radio stories about science and the environment. Meredith Midgley and Manon Bonet want to base some pro-veggie propaganda in facts, so of course they went to a scientist, who tells them that the common model for raising meat really is not that good for the environment. Okay, fine. I'll give you guys a point. This is The Cow Gas Effect by Meredith Midgley and Manon Bonet of Terrascope Youth Radio.
How do you think your eating choices affect the environment? We looked at this in terms of vegetarianism and veganism.
Quack.
Quack. Quack. Quack. What do these sounds have in common? They're all animals farmed for their meat. Vegetarians decide not to consume meat.
And what about these sounds?
They're the sounds of pouring milk and cracking eggs. While vegetarians often eat these animal products, vegans eat neither meat nor anything that comes from an animal.
But where does everyone else get their meat? How are animals produced in America? We spoke to a professor of agriculture at Tufts University, Tim Griffin.
In animal agriculture, especially in the United States, we produce animals in a system that brings many, many, many animals into one place, usually confined, so like a barn or a building, but it could be tens of thousands or more animals all in one spot.
The principal environmental concern, Professor Griffin told us, was surprising.
The fact that you have that many animals in one spot, you have to deal with all of the waste from those animals.
To us, it sounds more like a horror story than an environmental concern. Imagine manure lagoons.
So having containment is good. Having containment fail is bad.
Apparently, hurricanes and heavy storms can cause the lagoons to overflow or breach, leaking the manure and its nutrients into rivers, becoming a water quality issue.
Fortunately, some of the manure is recycled and used as fertilizer to grow crops. But besides that, another big environmental concern is greenhouse gases. In fact, according to the World Watch Institute, livestock production and its byproducts contribute to 51% of worldwide greenhouse gas emissions.
The big sources of greenhouse gases, one is livestock related. So we get greenhouse gas emissions, especially from cattle. And that's a very difficult one because that's kind of just a natural part of having cattle.
Wait, what is he talking about?
You know, cows give off gases.
What? I don't get it.
Are you really making me say this on the radio? Come on, they gas, you know? Like...
Oh, you mean cow burps?
So, what if right now you're feeling a little guilty about all the animals, but you just can't bring yourself to be a vegan? Well, we also wondered if being a vegetarian is that much worse for the environment than being a vegan.
The big difference is still red meat production relative to the production of other animal products. So... you could draw a distinction between, maybe producing chickens for meat versus having eggs in the diet or not having eggs in the diet. That's probably a relatively small change compared to having red meat in the diet or not having red meat.
But what if you just can't give up meat? Luckily for you, Professor Griffin told us some less drastic ways you can help.
So making conscious choices when you go to the supermarket or go to a farmer's market or what have you, there are, 100 little changes that you can make if the environmental issues are on your mind when you go shopping.
For the listeners in Cambridge, there are 4 local farmer's markets located in Central, Kendall, and Harvard Squares. Meat bought there will be more environmentally friendly because it isn't transported nearly as far.
But if you decide not to be vegetarian, vegan, or eat local, think about all of those cow burps and manure lagoons, and think again. From Terrascope Youth Radio, this is Meredith Midgley.
And Manon Bonet.
That was The Cow Gas Effect by Meredith Midgley and Manon Bonet of Terrascope Youth Radio. Biotope is a summer program, so we only hear a batch of stories once a year. But when they drop, they brighten up PRX by a couple watts. Check out our blog at youthcast.org to hear reports on water sources in the desert, recycling in the city, and many more topics from the world of science and nature. This has been Molly Adams for YouthCast, a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced audio. Check it out at generationprx.org. YouthCast, where radio makes you wish you were young again.